Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, this is I Am Unique Right, your DIY business coach. Here in Studio U. We're in the new studio, or not the new studio, but just different studio. Traveling today, getting set up. We do not have a guest for today, but today is our anniversary show. So we have been doing this podcast now for 2 years straight. Isn't that awesome? Everybody say yay. Give me 1 second. Let me find my intro. So we're here talking about confidence and consistency. Everything about being in business is doing confidence. I'm exhausted, guys. But because I have consistency in what I do and how I move, I have to make sure that I am here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock for you guys. Okay? So, in a second, this is going to be a short show because, again, I am out of town. No guests, so we're going to keep this about 30 minutes long and tell everybody what we have going on, what's going to be happening in the future, and everything. So, let's start the podcast.
Now entering the Ultimate Entrepreneur Experience, the I Am Unique podcast. We talk about business, lifestyle, fitness, health, and mindset. Everything that surrounds you being a successful business owner. Hosted by yours truly, Unique Wright, your DIY business coach. Speaking to you about marketing and lifestyle. Let's get ready to make this money. Thank you for joining my podcast, and I appreciate you being here. Please like and share this podcast with everybody around.
All right, guys, so tonight is our anniversary show. Can everybody hear me okay? So, confidence and consistency. So this week I have been into Grant Cardone. Meeting. I've been there all week learning and figuring out how to master business and real estate for you guys. So it has been exhausting. I have got a great network of friends. Shout out to any of my friends that pop in listening to this podcast. So sitting here in my lovely Airbnb, we're talking about Airbnbs, we're talking about business, we're talking about real estate, we're talking about multifamily homes. We're just talking about everything that you need to do to make sure that you have make that generational wealth out there. So let's say happy anniversary to everybody. And thank you guys for being a part of it. I have over 1,000 viewers across all, or 10,000 viewers across all platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Blog Talk, Spotify. So I appreciate you guys and love you guys for being on my podcast and being a part of my family. I'm here to motivate you, inspire you, and make you the best person that you can be. So with that, with do behold, please, please, please like, share, repost, and get this out there to everybody. At the end of the day, like I said, I've been doing this podcast for the last 3 years straight, and I've been talking to people about their business, bringing different business owners on every week. And the thing about this is, even though not everybody is recorded or everybody is visual, It takes confidence to be on a podcast. It takes confidence to start a podcast. It takes confidence to get on here and not even know sometimes what the hell you gonna talk about. But make a long story short, I'm here to inspire you and make you a better person and make you who you need to be successful. So sitting here chilling out in happy Miami Beach, enjoying life, living the best life, meeting a great network of people, I'm here to talk about consistency and confidence. You have to have those two things to run your life, your business, everything. Whenever you're going to do something, you need to have that consistency and you need to have that confidence to be a part of those things. So making sure that you are consistent and confident within your business and in your life. Because if you can't sell your own products, if you can't tell people how passionate you are about your products, if you can't push your products, then why will somebody else do it for you? Does that make sense? Like, why would somebody want to buy from you if you are not consistent enough to be in your business? If you're not consistent enough to present yourself in a proper manner, if you're not consistent enough to go above and beyond to get the results that you need and desire, why would you happen to be out there talking to people or even having a product to present a product out there? And that is what tonight's discussion is about, being confident, being consistent, and knowing what the hell you're going for, knowing what you want, knowing what your goals are in life and how to do those things to those people out there. So to all of my family out there, I am so happy, 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 happy that you're out there. And if you notice my post, we're talking about motivation, things to keep you motivated. Do you understand if you're confident in what you're doing and what you're saying and what you're talking about and your goals in life, that you will be motivated to get to the next level? You'll be motivated to push yourself when you're not ready to push myself. If I had a choice right now of going to sleep or doing this podcast, I would go to sleep. But because I am here for my friends, my family, the people who are out there, I am on this podcast talking to you guys in Miami. I want to be out drinking with my friends. I want to be out having fun. I want to realistically, I just want to take a shower and go to sleep. But making this the stories long and short, I'm just here to be inspirational to you. Like again, every Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I am on this podcast. Rain, sleet, snow, slides, internet, Wi-Fi. There's sometimes that we got connections, sometimes we don't. Every night I'm on this. Every Wednesday at 9 o'clock I'm on this podcast. I'm here, why? Because, one, I have to show you that I am consistent with myself. I have to show you that being consistent will get you growth and get you success. I have my ratings and the people who have been watching me has boosted in the last year because I'm consistent. So imagine if I had quit. If I quit, then y'all wouldn't be here to hear me talk right now. I've got more family. I've got more followers. I've got more friends. The likelihood of my lives have grown so much because I am consistent. Become confident, tidbit about how to run your business, what kind of business to start, how to do your businesses. That's why I'm here today to talk to you guys about that. So regardless of what your business is, how you're doing, and what you want to do in your life, you need to be consistent in those things. You need to be motivated. You need to be happy to be a part of what you're doing. You need to understand your path and your vision so that when you're getting out here and being consistent and being confident and telling people about your business, telling people about your product, telling people about your service, that they know exactly what you want and what you're trying to do out here in this world. Because at the end of the day, that is what it's all about. So I'm going to go through some of the things that make sure, reasons why and how you can stay consistent in your life. So number one, let's get a clear and understanding of what your higher purpose is. What is your purpose of doing what you do? What is your purpose of getting up every morning? What is your purpose of talking to people? What is your purpose of, you know, going to, you know, what is your purpose of doing what you're doing, creating your product? What is your purpose? What is your end goal? What do you really want out of life? What is that? That is what you need to know. Number two, it's stop waiting to feel confident. Do you know feeling confident is all inside of you? Feeling confident is you. You feel confident when you decide to feel confident. Do you know, like, when you get up and you go put on that outfit and your hair is just newly fresh and you got a new haircut, and then you walk out the door and you feel like, oh, yeah, I'm confident. That is about being confident. You are out here doing what you need to do to be confident in yourself. You are the only one who can make you feel confident. Nobody else out there in the whole wide world can make you feel confident. So go out there and be confident. Okay, focus on how you are going to benefit your customers. Focus on how benefiting your customers help you grow your business, help you help others, help you be successful, help you be happy, help you be motivated, help you do whatever you need to do, help you make that deal close. Knowing what your purpose is and you're focusing on the benefits of how you're going to help your customer. If you got a skincare line, yes, I want everybody's skin to be flawless and beautiful. You know, if you got a business coaching or self-life coaching, you want to help people make themselves and improve themselves better. If you want to be a massage therapist, you want to help people get them better. If you have a clinic, if you're a doctor, whatever it is, you go on there and you talk about that, okay? All right. The next thing is understand who you are and what you're working towards. Know who you are. Know what you're working towards. Know why you want to do what you do. Okay? So we're here talking, understanding how you can be confident. Learn to say no. Sometimes you have to say no. I want to go out and hang out. I want to drink some drinks tonight. I want to do something. You know what? The answer is no, because why? I have to be on this podcast every day or every night at 7 p.m., For you guys to be supportive. I'm going to start boosting up these podcasts too. Make sure you understand that. Get over your fear of rejection. Now, ladies, this is a hard one for us, because get over your fear of rejection is super duper hard to do. You know what I mean? Getting over that is like, we don't like the word no. We don't like the word no. We don't like the word no. I don't even know what the word no means. I can tell people no, but I don't say no. You can't tell me no. So get over the fear of rejection. Number seven, play. How would I act? How would I act if? How would I act if? Play that. Like, if you got something or what you want to say, or you want to be motivated or push yourself forward to do something, how would you act? What would you say? How do you feel about this? You know what I mean? And the final one is number eight. Walk around the house booty butt naked and make sure that you are confident within yourself. Make sure that you're confident in your soul, your heart, in everything that you do, because you are the ones that are in control of your life. You are in control of how you feel and where you're going and your success ratio in your life and in your business. So make sure you're out there being confident and understanding what you're doing. So like I said, tonight I am exhausted. This is an anniversary show. We'll probably turn up next Wednesday. Well, I am home. I'm exhausted. I'm so sorry, guys. We're going to keep this short. We're going to keep it sweet. Make sure you guys pick up one of my planners, pick up one of my books. Make sure you surround yourself with awesome and great people. Make sure you do the things that you need to do to push yourself forward, to keep yourself motivated and consistent. Because to be successful, you have to go out here and be consistent every day of the week to make sure you're representing your brand properly. So go out here and be consistent, be confident, and push yourself forward. Like I said, this is I Am Unique Right, your DIY business coach. We're going to cut this short because I am tired. And in this anniversary, I'm going to celebrate me being consistent. So See you next Wednesday, 9 o'clock. If you would like to be a part of my podcast, please send me a DM. Please send me a DM. Please comment below. Please start sharing this with everybody. If this inspires you, let me know. Tell me how you feel. But at the end of the day, if you want a platform that you could share, you can be open, judgment-free zones to talk about your business and your goals, get on my platform, hop on my platform, and let's talk about your business. All right, guys, so this is I Am Unique Wright, your DIY business coach. I'm going to sign off tonight because I am super duper tired. It's been a long week, and it's the anniversary of my podcast. And we're going to turn it up. We're going to turn it up. So we're going to end this podcast with the intro again. And I will see you guys later. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Make sure you like and share.
Business coach, teaching you about marketing and lifestyle. Let's get ready.